Law firm pulls stolen Kelpdeo ETH into a North Korea debt fight. Coin Bureau reported on May 4, 2026, that U.S. law firm Gerstein Harrow has filed in connection with the stolen Kelpdeo ETH, asking that the assets be treated as part of an unresolved North Korea debt case. The filing, posted publicly on May 4, 2026 by Coin Bureau, pulls a high-profile DeFi exploit into the long-running effort by U.S. plaintiffs to satisfy court judgments against the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. ETH traded at $2,362 as of May 4, 2026, up 2.2% on the day after the broader market grind higher pushed BTC to 79,686 and the Crypto Fear and Greed Index to a neutral reading of 47. Why a debt case is showing up around stolen DeFi collateral? U.S. courts have issued multi-billion dollar default judgments against North Korea over the past two decades, covering claims tied to the USS Pueblo seizure, the death of Otto Warmbier, and other state-linked harms. Those judgments are real on paper, but almost impossible to collect, since Pyongyang holds no significant assets in U.S. jurisdictions and does not voluntarily appear in court. What plaintiffs and their lawyers have done instead is hunt for assets that can be tied back to North Korean state actors and try to apply them against the existing judgment. Crypto stolen by DPRK-linked operators has become one of the more attractive pools to target, because on-chain forensics can produce specific wallet trails, and seized funds can in theory be ordered turned over by a court of competent jurisdiction. The Gerstein Harrow filing, as flagged by Coin Bureau, sits in that lineage. The firm is asserting that proceeds of the Kelpdeo theft are eligible to satisfy the judgment debt rather than being returned only to the protocol or the original depositors. How this collides with Kelpdeo's recovery efforts: Kelpdeo collateral routed through Aave was at the center of a multi-hundred-million-dollar exploit earlier this year. Voluntary contributions from across the ecosystem were used to make Aave depositors whole, with more than $300 million pooled to cover the gap, according to Messari's May 1, 2026 readout. A separate legal claim that the actual stolen ETH should pay down a North Korea judgment creates a clear conflict. If Gerstein Harrow succeeds, recovered tokens that some users still expect to be reimbursed against would be diverted into a debt case unrelated to DeFi. If the firm fails, the filing still anchors a precedent attempt, signaling to other judgment creditors that DeFi exploit proceeds are now a target. The exact size of the assets at issue, the chain location, and which specific North Korea-linked judgment is being invoked were not disclosed in the public version of the post. What this does to the playbook for hacked DeFi protocols. For DeFi teams, the filing is a reminder that recovered or seized assets are not automatically theirs to return to depositors. Once a chain of custody is established back to a sanctioned actor, those assets can attract claims from outside the protocol's normal stakeholders, including plaintiffs holding default judgments against state sponsors of terrorism, who can argue the funds belong to the foreign sovereign and are subject to attachment. Federal forfeiture proceedings, which can run on a parallel track and lock funds for years. Foreign jurisdictions where the assets briefly transited, which can also try to assert control. In practice, this means a successful clawback by a protocol is not the end of the story. The same dollars can be claimed by the U.S. government, by private litigants enforcing judgments, and by depositors hoping for a make-whole, with the courts ultimately deciding the priority. Where things stand on May 4, 2026, the Gerstein Harrow filing is the latest data point in a broader pattern of U.S. legal infrastructure using crypto as a recovery channel. The U.S. recently moved nearly $500 million seized in Operation Economic Fury and continues to expand civil forfeiture activity around state-linked exploits. For now, no court order has been reported turning over Kelpdeo-related ETH. The Coin Bureau post is the first public signal that the filing exists, and the next step depends on whether the court accepts the firm's tracing argument and issues an enforceable instruction.